Hey everyone, God bless you. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to listen to Hope Ministries. I am your podcast host, Kenny, coming at you again with another episode to look into, inspire, to help somebody just become a better version of themselves. And man, I got some news and some things I want to share. I got some updates with Venezuela. I got some Bible verses I want to share here. And also a word of encouragement that I want to get into as far as the topic of tonight's episode. But before I get into any of that stuff, I just want to give thanks to God for giving me another day of life. I'm kind of getting towards the end of this allergy slash fever slash whatever I got going on. And just want to thank him so much for new mercies, new opportunities, new grace this morning. And if anyone out there who's on board with that, if you're facing a tough morning or a tough start, just focus on that God is awesome, God is love, and he's with you in whatever you're going through. So I want to talk about what happened to me yesterday and then kind of get into what's going on today. Yesterday, I went back to the city with my father to get this Colombian passport finished and wrapped up, and I was ready to go. I was so confident because it's our third time going there. And lo and behold, it didn't happen. We got the wrong thing that we got to get certified and stamped. And we had to go back to this building and wait another 2 hours, 3 hours. A consulate didn't want it the way we had it. Finally, we went back to this place, the New York State Department. And we got my birth certificate stamped, certified, apostille, whatever you want to call it. And we have it with us now. And we're heading back into the city tomorrow to get to the Colombian consulate and to figure that out. And man, it's been a process though. And this is why I kind of want to use this as a preamble to get into what I'm going to talk about today. Because this process has taken a toll. I mean, my dad yesterday was just tired. He was winded. I mean, he's got something going on with his lungs. His lungs haven't been perfect since the pneumonia that struck him 2 years ago. But I mean, let me tell you something, man. It has been such a long process. There's been so many moments where I could have complained, where I remember seeing my dad just frustrated because we were on the train to the consulate and he realized that this thing wasn't stamped properly. And I'm looking at him like, man, I don't want my father to suffer through that. I don't want him. He's a man of God. He's someone who cherishes wisdom and patience and perseverance, and he knows what that's about. But just seeing him kind of just, you know, get attacked by that in the moment, it was frustrating for me to even see that. So I want to get into the topic of complaining. And yesterday was a perfect moment for that. You know, we've been now going to the city our fourth time. It's going to be on tomorrow on Thursday. But, you know, hopefully everything's finished by then and I can get my fingerprints, my picture taken, and we're good to go for Venezuela in 2 weeks. But let me tell you something. I went back to New York State Department. We tried to ask him to skip the whole line because it literally takes about an hour and a half to get everything done, maybe even 2 hours sometimes. And the woman was like, no, I'm sorry, sir. You got to pay the money order again of $10. You got to wait online, da, da, the whole process. Okay, fine. So we do it. I'm online, right? And I'm overhearing this conversation about with this Israelite and this American citizen. And he's asking the Israelite, ask him, hey, man, what do you think about your president, Donald Trump? And obviously, I'm just like, my ears are like ready to hear all the negative words about this guy. And lo and behold, the guy kind of gave him one of those faces of like, you know, disappointment, you know. And he goes on to respond like, no, you know, he's kind of whatever. And he's done some crazy things. He speaks his mind too much. He doesn't have a filter. And on top of that, it's making us a laughingstock of the world. And it's funny, the Israelite looks at him and someone else chimes in and says, listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but you guys have been a laughingstock of the world way before Donald Trump. And it was kind of amazing to hear that out loud, especially speaking in the United States, speaking like that. This person so boldly, you know, stated that. But after hearing all that, the Israelite kind of goes, you know what, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm going to be very transparent. I don't really care for your laws or what your statutes are in this country. But I must say something, what he did in Jerusalem, making Jerusalem the capital of Israel and helping out the Israelites was something that we are forever going to be grateful and gracious to him for. And your President Obama, whom the American citizen was backing up, an African-American, of course, he was saying like, oh, no, he is the greatest president, blah, 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 all these things. And then he was like, oh, well, you know what? He actually opened, the Israelite says, he actually opened up the borders to Iran and gave them more power. And we were not cool with that, you know. And he was like, but when Trump came in, he did something that everyone wanted to do, but no one had the courage to do. And now we see something take place that's not only biblical, but it's also morally correct, you know. And he goes, to be honest with you, we don't really follow his values, but we respect him for what he did. And it was kind of troublesome, and not for this guy to hear it, but for me, I'm like, wow. So we got a person doesn't live in this country, doesn't respect anything we have going here, but he respects our leader, in which many people consider to be a clown and to be just almost not in the right place. But just the complaining I was hearing from this conversation kind of just kept extending. And then there was a guy in front of me who was like, man, I can't wait to get in the front of this line because I'm going to complain to the head person. This is crazy. This is too much. It's 2 hours. I got stuff to do. But they just, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm in a place, guys. I'm in a feeding ground for complaining. I mean, people are doing this every single day. People are paying $10 money orders to get something done. It takes 4 minutes, but wait 2 hours. And I get it. I understand where you're at. But when you walk with God, when you walk with Jesus especially, we have to really take the time to swallow that pill of pride and kind of set our hearts and minds on things above. And I want to use this verse to kind of edify my hearers and what it kind of takes, what kind of position should we take when it comes to any kind of frustration or moments where they don't work in our favor. And in Isaiah 53 chapter 7, I'm going to read from the Amplified version, and it says that he was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he was submissive and opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And I want to really get into that real quick, because understand something, guys. I love when another version says that even though he was frustrated, he understood his ground. He held his ground, and he wasn't going to open his mouth. He understood that, you know what, I'm not going to cause a ruckus. I'm not going to cause confusion. I'm not going to complain, the word is that it's used in the Amplified. And that's many of us believers haven't understood this. And guys, understand this. This was talking about the Messiah himself. Jesus is Isaiah the prophet, foreshadowing what was going to happen to him. And to me, it edified me a lot, because when I was in this building, there's something inside of me that keeps telling me, it's almost like an internal alarm that I thought about one time, that says, you know what, Ken, what they're saying, they might have some human rights to it, they might have some ethical rights to it, but let me tell you something, you are a citizen of heaven now, and you know what this you I gotta say. You gotta defuse the situation, you gotta end division, you gotta bring unity, and don't let these people, you know, hear negative words out of your mouth. And that happens to be the word of the day today. Let your conversations be holy. Let what you're coming out of your mouth edify people and not lead them more astray. And when I get to the counter, mind you, this woman is the one who basically confuses in the beginning. There's a reason why we're here for the fourth time. And I see if she's frustrated. And I walk up to the window. I say, listen, ma'am, I know I'm seeing you again for like the umpteenth time. But let me tell you something. A lot of people are complaining about what you're doing here. But thank you so much for what you're doing, for taking your time to making sure all our paperwork is done. Because this is very necessary for us to travel out of the country. And listen, everyone's complaining. But you know what? Just again, I want to bless you and thank you so much for your work. And she smiled and she kind of giggled. And listen, don't worry about it. I'm going to make a podcast about this, about complaining, and I'm going to shout you out. So if this woman ever hears about this podcast somehow, this is for you. Thank you for your hard work. And she smiled. She said, thank you so much for those words. And you know what? I think it transformed her day. And here's the funny part about that was, usually your paperwork takes about an hour and a half to come back. Me and my father and I went to go eat across the street, and we took about 50 minutes, maybe almost to an hour. And when we walked back, you know, my dad was like, do you think our paperwork is done? And I said, no, you know what? It's impossible. Guess what? My dad went to the counter. My name was called, and it was under an hour. And there were some people before me who didn't get called. And let me tell you something. That's grace. That's God. That's what God does in situations like that. So I could have taken so many paths, so many roads. I could have complained about the service. Guys, there's no Wi-Fi in there. I don't know what happened to the AC. Gets hot in there. I mean, it's just almost like the most strangest of situations. But that's what God does. God sends his soldiers to these atmospheres. I mean, guys, I was at the New York State Department, which was giving me the hardest time to get my Colombian passport to go to a country in Venezuela who was going through turmoil. Nothing about this was good. And I want to compound to this real quick. If you guys don't know who I am yet, if you guys haven't understood that I'm a major sports fan in every single sports, namely soccer, which is very recently. Shout out to Real Madrid for winning the Champions Cup. I love you guys. And also my other nation, the one that I'm getting the passport for, Colombia, going to the World Cup. I just found this out and kind of doing my own research. I was so pumped. I saw an ad for the World Cup starting in 2 weeks. I've been waiting for 4 years for this to happen. And guess what? I will be traveling to Venezuela, and every single group stage game at Colombia will have. And let me tell you something. I got to complain. I could have got frustrated. I could have thrown chairs. I could have been like, why, God? But you know what? Let me tell you something. In the end, The advancement of the kingdom of God is so much more important than anything you're going to ever do. Whatever you do for God, let me tell you something, guys. When you invest seeds in the kingdom, when you invest seeds in the invisible, when you invest seeds in the eternal, nothing on this temporary earth can ever steal that joy. The word says that we plant seeds and we store up a treasure for ourselves in heaven, where the moth cannot destroy and the robber cannot, and the thief cannot rob or steal. And this is what I want to leave you with, you guys, today. Guys, it's so easy to complain. Anybody can complain. A little child can complain. A middle-aged man or female, a male or female can complain. An elder can complain. But when you walk with God, know something. This guy was about to go to the cross. He was about to die for our sins and wipe the slate clean for mankind. And he opened his mouth not. He did not open anything of his mouth. He didn't complain. He didn't ridicule the people. As a matter of fact, on this basically, quote-unquote, deathbed on the cross, he brought a person into paradise with him. And guys, let me tell you something, there's gonna be moments in your life where you're gonna enter the most worst of situations. You're gonna be overtired, you're gonna be beat up spiritually, you're gonna be working too long, you're gonna be not favored, you're gonna have no money in your bank account. But that does not substitute and should never ever allow you to act wrongfully in front of people. There are people out there who are non-believers who are only gonna see the Bible be living and active through your actions and through what you do. And I promote right now for you guys to get in tune with the gospel, to hear it out, and to always, always, always remember the cross. Remember what he did for you. Remember that he was quiet. Remember that he had to suffer and endure hardship. And he said that we would face these battles too. We would face oppression, but take heart because I've overcome the world. And that's my message today. Wherever you are today, please don't take the high road and complain. Don't get mad at your supervisor. Don't get mad at your boss. Don't get mad at your spiritual leaders. Don't get frustrated with your ministry because you're not doing what you want to do. Fall in line. Be submitted to your authorities. Love on people. Use that situation that's caused you so much anguish. And instead of promoting confusion and complaining and anger and frustration, promote unity. Make a joke, man. Break the ice. Trust me, people will appreciate that. I did the same thing over there. There was a woman behind me who needed help. And she was like, do you know anything about this? I'm like, listen, I've been here for my, this is my third time here. I got you. I'm going to walk you through this process. She went, I saved her spot online. I helped her fill out her paperwork. She made sure she had everything correct. And by the time she got up there, I'm sure it was easy. Just 1, 2, 3 process for her. But you know what? In the light of all that, of the hot room, of the no Wi-Fi, of the struggle of hearing people be talk negative, I was able to impart in somebody. So guys, please today, wherever you are, don't complain, spread love, bring somebody a peace that they're looking for. Because you know what's so cool about this? Even though right now you're looking for peace, you're looking for something, right? You already have Jesus. He's giving you everything that you require. Your joy, your peace, your love, your salvation. Everything is already in him. Now bring it to somebody else. Use that circumstance you're in right now to bring it to somebody else. So I love you guys. Keep praying for me for Venezuela. Keep praying for me for what's going to happen in the future. And I bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening again. And may you all have great and phenomenal days.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.